Dear Father in heaven, we give thanks to your holy name, Lord. We worship you, Lord. What a day, what a glorious day the Lord has made. The day it has made, we rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we worship and we adore you, Lord. Your peace you left with us, Lord. And your peace you have given unto us, not as the world giveth up unto us. Lord, we thank thee, Lord. We bless you for loving us. Even before the foundation of the world, you chose us in you, Lord. When the devil know it, when the money starts stand together, when the sons of God shouted for joy, you are in you, Lord. Lord, in you we live, in you we move, in you, Lord, we have our being. Our life is hidden in Christ with God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we appear with you in glory. Lord, we thank thee, Lord. As many as have this hope in them, Lord, O Lord God, purify themselves, even as himself is pure. Lord, the glorious hope, the blessed hope of the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Bless your word as we read this morning, Lord, and bless us, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, by the grace of God this morning, the shout, the voice, and the trumpet. The shout, the voice, and the trumpet. Well, in scriptural symbology, all these words have to do with what? With the gathering of God's people. I heard the shout, was shouting this morning, see? And the voice and the trumpet. It has to do with the gathering of God's people, number one. The possessing of the kingdom of God by God's people. And even the resurrection of the dead. All these words allude to that same thing. And let's begin with the trumpet itself, you know. And then we go to the voice and the shout. As we hear the Lord speaking this morning with these three or four words here. Well, the trumpet is a symbol of considerable consequence, both in the Old and the New Testaments. In general, a trumpet can signify, one, an alarm of war. It can do that. Even we are told the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8. For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle? So, trumpet in the Bible can mean preparation for war, right? For a battle. Now, it can also signify a command to the people of God to march forward or to gather together too, you know. And we can see each of those. We can see a command to march forward in the days of Moses in Numbers 10, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver or of a whole piece shall thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly. You see a trumpet calling to assembly, right? Of the assembly. And for the journey of the camp. So the trumpet in the Bible can mean assembling the people or even to those people the official in journey forward, command to march on, you know. Verse 3 says, and when they shall blow with them, with this trumpet, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And we see that in the Bible, in fact, various end time prophecies show that the trumpet precedes the day of the Lord. See, we are taking them one by one, the shout, the voice, and the trumpet. So we're talking about the prophet right now. So various end time prophecies in the Bible precede the day of the Lord. In Joel 2:1, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. So many other prophecies show that the day of the Lord is prepared by the trumpet. And so Zechariah 9:14 says the same thing. And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning. And the Lord God shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with one wind of the south. The Lord of hosts shall defend them, and they shall devour and subdue with sling stones, and they shall drink and make a noise as through wine, and they shall be filled like bulls, and at the corners of the altar. And the Lord their God shall save them in that day as the flock of his people. For they shall be as the stones of a crown, lifted up as an ensign upon his land. So we can keep on going what the prophet does in the Bible and so on, that, you know. But this morning, we're going to stay with the trumpet and the gathering of God's people, the convocation, the gathering of God's people. That's the aspect of the trumpet we talk about this morning, because it's the shout, the voice, and the trumpet. Now, let's see how it is now. In the days of Moses, for example, the blowing of the trumpets gathered the people together for the Day of Atonement. It happened in Leviticus 23:23. So the gathering of God's people is always with a trumpet. Now, mainly in the Old Testament, yes, I'm going to see the New Testament too, what it does to the bride elect at the end of time. Leviticus 23:23 of Leviticus. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the fourth day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, see, and a holy convocation. You know, ye shall do no Sabbath work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses again, verse 27. And also on the tenth day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be an holy convocation. So on and on we see that in the Old Testament, you know, for the gathering of the people, a convocation that will play a trumpet, you know. So even Isaiah the prophet said the same thing. He foretold that the blowing of the trumpet, or the great trumpet, there shall be the gathering of the children of Israel in the last days. And this gathering in the last days, according to the prophet, shall include those, the lost 10 tribes. There is a lost 10 tribe, the children of Israel. We don't know where they were. Now, they went into captivity by the Assyrians, and even before Judah went to Babylon. Judah came back to from Babylon, but these 10 tribes never returned. We don't know where they are. But Bible said they will be gathered at the end of time. Mm-hmm. So look at what Isaiah said in 27 of Isaiah. Talking about the gathering, the trumpet and the gathering. See? 27 of Isaiah, verse 12. And it shall come to pass in that day that the law shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt. And ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. You know? And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet, you see that, shall be blown. I'm reading for Isaiah 27, verse 12. So I'm going to start from there. And it shall come to pass in that day. What is it, India? Mm-hmm. Okay. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown. You see, the gathering, the trumpet and the gathering of God's people, right? You know, be blown. And they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria. They be gone. We don't know where they were. 10 tribes were gone. You know, Syria. And the outcasts in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Has to do with the trumpet, you see. The gathering of God's people always being preceded by the trumpet and so on, you know. Now, even to this prophecy of Isaiah, the Lord alludes to it at the Mount Olive discourse, which you can see in Luke 21 or Matthew 24. Let's read the 24th of Matthew version of the same prophecy, you know, verse 29 of Matthew 24. Immediately, talking about the trumpet and God's gathering of God's people, right? Immediately, after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with great power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, just like Isaiah said before he will be. And they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. That's not the rapture. That shall have taken place long before that. Praise the Lord. The brother has soon gone up, you know. So, because after the tribulation of those days, right? And we know the bride goes up before the tribulation, right? So, we know that. So, the same thing that Isaiah said, that great trumpet. And then, the gathering of the children of Israel, including the 10 lost tribes, shall be gathered at the sound of the great trumpet, the Bible says. Now, the possessing of the kingdom of heaven by God's children are also accompanied with a trumpet, really, you know. So let's see what happened. Possessing the land, we can see the children of Israel, really, in the days of Joshua. Let's see what happened. When the children of Israel marched into Canaan to take possession, they came first to the key city of Jericho. We all know that. Although fully ready to be taken, they were given trumpets. You see that? And told to march around the city 7 times. This is a very popular story for all Bible readers, right? Talking about the possession of the kingdom by God's people and the trumpets, right? You know, so we see. Now, on the 7th day, according to what we read in the Bible here, after marching around it 7 times, they were to blow the trumpets and shout. See? The shout, the voice, and the trumpet, right? And shout. And the wall then fell down. And they took this. That is in Joshua chapter 6:15. I believe it is. Yeah, Joshua 6:15. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compared the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compared the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time when the priest blew with the trumpet. See that? Joshua said unto the people, shout, you see, the shout, the voice, the trumpet, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. You know, when God has taken the possession, either of the kingdom of God or the land of our possession, they are coming with a trumpet, with a shout, you see, and then we see right there, you know, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpet, you see, and it came to pass when the people had heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. So, the taking of the kingdom of God and some of that, you know, of this world, the same thing will happen at the end of time. It will happen. So will it be. In the book of Revelation, we read, when the angels of the 7 trumpets have sounded, the cities of the nations will fall, the Bible says, and the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says so in Revelation 16:17. We quickly read that one. And the 7th angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightning. And there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake, and so great. And the great city was divided into 3 parts, and the city of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Now in Revelation 11:15, remember? So this is how, hear what it says here. And the 7th angel sounded, you see the trumpet, right? Sounded. And there were great voices, you see? The shout, the shout, the voices and the trumpet, see? It has to do with the possession of the kingdom, you know, and some of that, you know. And the 7th angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. And it shall reign forever and ever. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, these things in the Bible are just like that. Now, even in the book of Daniel, we are told that the saints of God will possess the kingdom, right? We are told that all the Gentile kingdoms are going to crumble. Let's quickly digress into a little bit of prophecy concerning Daniel and see where it is said that, and some of that, you know, a kind of refresher course in the book of Daniel and the Gentile nations and so on. We all know Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had a dream which he had forgotten completely, right? Then God revealed the dream to Daniel. That's from Latin now. And also gave him the interpretation. And Daniel related it to the king, Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel 2:31, talking about the sins of the kingdom, God said we take the kingdom, right? Now, so Daniel 2:31, thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, its breast and its arms of silver, its belly and its thighs of brass, its legs of iron, its feet part of iron and part of clay. You see, it is so important. Sometimes you wonder why God will let the brightest people in Judah be taken captive, right?
Mm-hmm.
God had a mission for them, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he came and plundered the temple, took all the golden vessels of the temple, and took the brightest, the most promising of the children with him to go and build Babylon. But God had a hand in it, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If not, the others, we had not God. So, knowing that this, we dream, right? That concern all the Gentile kingdoms of all ages. So, the providence of God. So important that even that same prophecy was repeated 2 times using a different symbol. The same thing, so let's see in 2:37, now you need to interpret the dream. See that meta. I say, thou, O king, Nebuchadnezzar, it means, thou are the head of gold. That's Daniel 2:38. Thou are the head of gold. So it's a messianic image. And the only God begins to interpret in Daniel, know what this is. So it says, they are kingdoms, right? So it says, thou are that head of gold. 39 verse. And after thee shall rise another. So Babylon is the head of gold, right? That's where it was, right? And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee. Where? Other part of the chapter, I mean, to be of silver, right? You know, inferior to thee. And another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. See? So later on, God gave Daniel. So that's Nebuchadnezzar's dream, right? We know that head of gold was Babylon, right? We know the silver. And now, let me read this part. Now, it was so important to God and to the rest of the world that the Lord repeated. Now, God now gave Daniel a dream, which is saying the same thing, but in expanded form. Daniel 7. That's that dream of Meta, but Nebuchadnezzar dreaming, right? And God, he forgot it. God gave it to Daniel. He brought the dream out and interpreted it. Then in Daniel chapter 7, now God now gave Daniel, you know, the same prophecy, but you see different symbols. That's in Daniel chapter 7. So let's see that quickly, no? A refresher course in prophecy, right? We are living at the end time. The Gentile age is finishing up, you know. Daniel 7:3. And four great beasts came up from the sea. There are 4 meters in the image, right? Here we go. There are 4 great beasts came up from the sea, devoured one for another. The fourth was like a lion, see? And they had eagle's wings. Verse 5. And behold, another beast, a second, like a bear. After this, I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it 4 wings of a fowl. The beast had also 4 heads, and dominion was given to it. Verse 7. After this, I saw in the night vision, Daniel said, and behold, a 4th beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and break in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was divided from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. These great beasts, which are 4, Bible says, are 4 kings, which shall rise out of the earth. Before that time, there are the 2 other Gentile kingdoms. Egypt was the 1st ever, and Assyria that we talk about was the 2nd one. 4 now are added all together, all 6 kingdoms and so on. So we know the 2 things are the same. God does this all the time. We know the head of gold, we are told, is Nebuchadnezzar, which is Babylon. The same is the lion in the Daniel's own version of the dream. All historians know that Babylon is symbolized by the symbol of lion. We know that, you know. Now, the breast and arms of silver in Nebuchadnezzar's image is the same beer. That is the Medo-Persia Empire. We know that, you know. So they are Gentile kingdoms, right? Then the tie of brass of metal in Nebuchadnezzar's dream is the leopard of Daniel's own vision, you know. What's that now? Is the Grecian Empire. Now there are other four kings. Now when Alexander the Great, 33 years old, thought he had no more world to conquer, and he couldn't control his drinking orgy, he got poisoned by alcohol, right? Four of his generals took over the kingdom. That's the fourth thing he talked about in the book of Daniel right there, you know. So we see that there. So the Grecian Empire, Alexander the Great, and then his four generals succeeding and so that, you know. The last one, legs of iron and toes of iron and clay. That's the beast of the iron teeth that the Bible talks about in Daniel's own vision. That's none but Rome. And then the Antichrist system at the end of the age. You see, God, it is so important, the gender kingdom, that God repeated it. It's like the Pharaoh, when Joseph was in Egypt, right? And Pharaoh had two dreams, right? The kind, you had the seven thin ones and the seven fat ones. All of a sudden, the seven tiny ones swallow up, you know, the big kind and so on like that, you know. And again, there are seven tiny ears of corn, you know. And there are seven fat ears of corn. But the thin corn, they just swallow up the fat one. And the God said to Daniel, God said to, you know, through Joseph in Genesis chapter 41, verse 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. Just like Nebuchadnezzar's dream and Daniel's, they are the same one. See? So God does it for a time to really say, why does God do it? And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. So they were two, they are one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Just like he showed Nebuchadnezzar, right? What he's about to do. The seven good kind are 7 years. And the seven good years are 7 years too. The dream is one. You see? That's like what happened to Nebuchadnezzar and and Daniel himself. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring them to pass. The same thing happened in Babylon. God gave it to Nebuchadnezzar first, and then to Daniel again, in a final form. So that's all. These are the Gentile kingdoms at the end of the age. I've said all this to revise prophecy, and then to now say, why are we saying this? No, the saints of the kingdom will possess the kingdom, right? They will possess it. Daniel 2:44 now says, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, see, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 18, say the same thing. But the saints of the Most High have read all those things and reviewed the prophecy unto this verse. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So you see the trumpet and even the possession of the kingdom of God. We see right there, you know. Now, so how about the voice, the loud voice, has to do with the resurrection of the dead, actually, in the Bible in many times, all that, you know. So now, we see in John 11:38, we all know about the raising of Lazarus from the dead. In John chapter 11, Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take away the stone, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been there 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't limit me to Martha and Mary.
The same thing happened today. The Lord showed that miracle for many, many reasons. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even to your life, in your my life, and so on. So far, it is in the will of God, no matter how impossible it may look, you know. So in the morning, you call believing God. Say, I will see the glory of God. Amen. You just keep on saying yourself, I will see the glory of God because I believe. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when you are believing God for you, know, keep on saying to yourself, I will see the glory of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, so then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We can know as the Father has sent you, so he has sent you and I. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you have prayed, begin to praise God. Amen. See, he didn't even pray at the 7 o'clock. He already done his prayer. 4 days ago, when he told him, already did his prayer. Amen. So when you have prayed, begin to praise God. Amen. Don't begin to pray all over again. No, it doesn't work that way. So when you start praying again, you are undone what you have done before, right? You are beginning. How long are you going to begin and begin and begin and start again and all over again? Where are you already attained? Walk by the same rule. Mind the same things. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was the thing to tell us. So anyway, so you have heard me. So I thank you, Father, because you have heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people, we stand by and said it. That they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. See? So that voice, the voice of the Lord, right? See, comfort. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot, with the grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which the Lord did, believe on him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See that voice right there? See, just call him out there, you know. So now, he just... You know, the Lord not told them later on in John chapter 5, talking about the shout, the voice, and the trumpet, and so on, that you know, that we talk, do the resurrection, the trumpet, and so on, the gathering of God's people at different times, and so on, right? In the time of Israel, the possessing of the kingdom of God, like he did, and so on, the days of Joshua. Now, so we see in John chapter 5, the Lord said this, verse 25, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is. When the dead shall hear what? The voice of the Son of God. And they that hear shall live. They shout the voice and the trumpet, right? See? So, verse 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear what? His voice. And they shall come forth. They that have done good, the resurrection of life, that have done evil, the resurrection of damnation. You see that voice of the Lord. That now tells us why he has to say, Lazarus, come forth, because the day is coming when all the dead will rise. Amen. Praise the Lord. So that has to call Lazarus that day, call his name, you know. Without calling his name, probably all the dead would have risen up that day, you know, at the voice of the Son of God. Now, so we see right there, the voice. Now, they are come to the most important part I want to talk about here. The shout, the voice, and the trumpet are the resurrection and the rapture of the bride. Amen?
Amen.
We must praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
See? That's what I said all this to come to this particular scripture here. You know, the rapture of the church, of the bride elect. The greatest of all convocation is about to take place, brethren. It will take place in the air. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are meeting him in the air. Bible tells us, I'm going to read right now, you know. The greatest of them all, the greatest of all gatherings and so on, and the voice is involved, and the shout is involved, and the trumpet of the Lord is involved. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, Revelation chapter 4, let's begin from verse 1 right there. John the beloved, being caught into heaven, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the fourth voice which I heard was what? As it were of a trumpet. You see that one? See? This is one of the scriptures about the rapture, right? Revelation chapter 14, verse 1. Talking with me, we said, Come up hither, you see, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. So we see right there. We can read some of it. And immediately I was in the spirit to show that, you know, You know, this is the rapture of the saints. Many people don't know this scripture, that the part of the rapture, scripture and so on, that, you know. And immediately, I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set. Immediately afterward, the church ages have ended. Laodicea, the church age, the last one, the seventh one, has ended. You know, the one that put the Lord Jesus out of their way. Who is the Lord? The Word. They put the Word out of the churches. Now, so he is looking to get to his own church. They put the Word out. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. He dwelt among God. They put, by their tradition, they make void the Word of God. This last church age. Lukewarm. Say, I wish they were hot or cold. Because they are lukewarm, I will spew them out of my mouth. Oh, they think they say we are rich and we have need of nothing. We have big cathedral. We have 400,000 people. I tell you, we have three services in a row, right? In the same building, right? And you know, and yet show me one of the dozen apostles in India. You can't see any of them. Show me how many of them are talking about the coming of the Lord. Show me how many of them are baptizing their disciples in the name of Jesus Christ, if they do it at all. Yet they have three services in a row. You have maybe 2,000 in the morning, in the afternoon, or something like that. You know, where are they? Big cathedral. We are rich and we have need of nothing. Not knowing that they are blind, they are wretched, they are poor. And even worse, you know, don't even know it. Praise the Lord. What mercy God has shown to us. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Of ourselves, we can do nothing. It is predestination. You know, that has brought us to where we are by grace. The same grace that saved us, that gives us a bias of mercy. One time you look at them. See, they were, you know, see, they were like children in the marketplace. They just play. That's what the church of the last day is doing. They're even worse. And then, you know, Pentecostal to Rome, journey together with Rome, Babylon, and all the kind of things like that, you know. So you see. So anyway, so that's where the church is now, but the bride is different. So now, and let's be the, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. If you have three gods, which of them is sitting on the throne right there? Bible says only one sat on the throne, right? Yeah. So there are three gods. So which of them? Is it the Holy Ghost? Which of them? But only one sat on the throne, amen?
Amen.
And it that sat was to look like jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, inside like unto an emerald. And around about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had in their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. God doesn't have the 7 manifestations of the same one spirit of God, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Bible says God is a spirit, right? John chapter 4, verse 24. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That serving us, worshiping in spirit and in truth. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
7 manifestations of the same one spirit of God. Now, so let's keep on going here. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15, so we see that there, you know, verse 1 says, I look, the voice, the first voice was, which I heard, was like a trumpet. Come up, either calling the church up, the rapture of the saints, that convocation, the greatest of them all, supersede all the congregation, all the feast of the trumpets of Israel. This is taking place in the air, the only one we know of taking place in the air. Praise the Lord for you and for me. What great thing the Lord has in store for us. Amen. So in 1 Corinthians, finishing up here, 1 Corinthians 15, 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, the Bible says, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, look at this, at the last trump. See that trumpet? For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See the voice, the shout, and the trumpet, you know, working together, and accumulating. I mean, the greatest of them is the bride rapture, the rapture of the bride. Lastly, here, this one here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, begins to say this. I'm going to close right from there. So, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, see that shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. See? And the dead in Christ shall rise forth. Has to do with the resurrection, to do with all these things, as well as that, you know. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There are many types of this in the Bible where the battle is over, right? See, Abraham and so on, that, you know, in Genesis chapter 14, you know, coming from the slaughter of the kings, right? Now, Melchizedek, praise the Lord.
Yes.
See, at the end of the battle and so on, that, you know, and he broke bread with him and gave him wine and so on, that, you know. So, we're going to meet him in the air, he rendered forth in the air, amen, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Even in Isaac, it was depicted. Don't forget, in Genesis 24, I believe it is, you know, when Rebecca was coming, Isaac was in the field meditating, right? Wasn't in the house when Rebecca was brought. And Rebecca saw, he looked ahead of time, see this man. And then he put on his veil, right? What did he do? Verse 24. It's a type of the bride. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, after the battle is over, he'll be waiting for us in the air, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And like Isaac was waiting for Rebecca in the field. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful Jesus we serve, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And brethren, I believe he's not far off again. You know, we don't know the day or the hour, but we know we are living in that season. We are children of light, not of darkness. The day will not come upon us on our ways in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. My sheep, they know my voice. See, they shout the voice and the trumpet. My sheep, they know my voice. Stranger, they will not follow. Amen. In the name of, they will flee from the stranger in the name of the Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for helping us to hear your voice the first time when you called us out of this world. The church made the called out one. We are, you know, out of Egypt, have I called out my son. Also, we also are a type. The world is a type of Egypt, and we have been called out of it now. We are, you know, and we become unto the law, so we are separated from the world unto the Lord. Bible say, you know, he has delivered us from the corruption that is in the world through law. You know, and we belong to the law. So we thank you, Father, for showing us all these things in order that we may be ready for the greatest event of all times since your ascension. Lord, we thank you. We help us to take it lightly in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is least talked about in many places, yes, but to those unto whom it appertains, that's all they know to talk about in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, unto them that look for him shall they appear again the second time without sin unto salvation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and our expectations shall not be cut off. So, in the name of the Lord, so Lord, we worship and we adore you, Lord. Say, worship therefore and pray always. He gave us the formula, you know, in the name of the worship therefore and pray always, that we are counted worthy to escape all these things, which are surely come to pass. In the book of Revelation, it shall surely come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Even so, help us, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Our Lord, carry that witnessing in whichever form, whether your own is intercession, let us keep on doing what we are doing, giving out of trust. Yes, many have been saved by giving out of trust, you know, and even by one on one, like the Lord did by the way, John chapter 4, you know. So, however, the Lord did us, we occupy till he comes. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning of your children who are still in that system. Lord, we know the system will never be converted.
Mm-hmm.
They will never be repent. They are incorrigible. They belong to the power of darkness. But children, they are sincere. Just they haven't really heard that voice really to call them. They will hear it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So Lord, we thank you for them, Lord God. So the other sheep I have, them I must also bring. So therefore, let the voice of the Lord reach unto them, Lord. Lord, today we thank you for the different media. You allow it before the wicked one take it over, you know. The gospel will be preached, Lord, before the wicked one take it over.
Mm-hmm.
So we pray for them, Lord, that they also will come, that all of us will be one who are in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we thank you this morning. We commit on our knees to your hand, Lord. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we know, oh Lord, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? A-L-L. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we worship and adore you. So our God shall supply our need Lord, according to your riches in glory, by Christ Jesus, you will bless the work of our hands in the name of the Lord. As we commit our work unto you, our thoughts shall be established in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will cause us to always be like trees planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in season. Our leaf will not wither. Whatsoever we do shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. You will open unto us your good treasure in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we worship you, Lord. The heart is the Lord and the fullness thereof. You will increase us more and more. We and our children together in the name of the Lord Jesus. And lacking nothing according to the word of God. So Lord, we thank you for the new week, Lord. So the angel of your presence does go before us, and the Holy Ghost is in us to guide us, you know, into all truth, and putting us in remembrance of what you have taught us. And even show us things to come in the name of the Lord, that we will be ready for the coming of the Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that shall no evil befall us. No place shall come nigh our dwelling. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. It shall not come nigh unto us.
Amen.
Only with our ears are we here and see the reward of the wicked. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you for your church, O Lord. So we glorify your name, Lord. We bless you and we adore you, Lord. So until we meet again, the Lord will watch between us, Lord. And so our joy will be full. Say that your joy may be full. So we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes. God bless you, sir. Yes. So please, I want to find out this thing, because I just think that God has got the Old Testament and New Testament, this voice sound.